God made man and woman too, they shared a perfect life. The garden gift was fresh and new, there was no fear or strife. Then sin came and destroyed it all, it brought such misery. Life changed after that dreadful fall, gone was the harmony. As years went by, the evil grew, and sin was all around. The folk who loved the Lord were few, just Noah could be found.
Then God looked down, and he was sad to see what man had done. His perfect world had turned so bad that judgment time would come. God came to Noah late one day with this surprising quote, "This world has strayed so far away that you must build a boat. There'll be a flood with awesome rain that covers everything. Just you and your family will remain, and the animals that I'll bring."
Long, long ago, in a faraway place, God looked down on all the people with a frown upon his face. Sin and evil swept the land, and things had gone from good to bad. So he came to dear old Noah then, and this is what he said. "Let's build an ark, let's get started today. I will show you how to build it in a very special way. Get your ladder, saw your nails, an axe, your hammer, and your plane. You must build it stem to stern before I send an awful rain." Down came the trees and up went the boat. As they sawed and nailed and tarred it well so it would stay afloat. Day and night they worked till it was done, they really went to bed. Soon the rains would come, the ark would sail, 'cause this is what God said. "Let's build an ark, let's get started today. I will show you how to build it in a very special way. Get your ladder, saw your nails, an axe, your hammer, and your plane. You must build it stem to stern before I send an awful rain." Soon it was done, there was no more to do. So God marched in all the animals in couples two by two. As the door was shut, the rains began, the worst was still ahead. Yet they trusted God would see them through, 'cause this is what he said. "Let's build an ark, let's get started today. I will show you how to build it in a very special way. Get your ladder, saw your nails, and axe, your hammer, and your plane. You must build it stem to stern before I send an awful rain."
Hello, my name is Noah. You can find my story in Genesis, the very first book of the Bible. God told me to build an ark because he was about to destroy the wicked world. I was 500 years old at the time. God warned that if the people would not turn from their wickedness in 120 years, a great flood would destroy everything on the earth. God gave me instructions for the boat I was to build. My three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and I had our work cut out for us.
Old Noah did as God had said. He measured, thought, and drew. While Shem and Japheth helped their dad, son Ham did his job too. They sawed and planed and stripped the bark from morn till late at night. Soon it was looking like an ark, and that was quite a sight.
I have my saw and hammer, and a God said build and I'm gonna obey. Now all three decks are finished and the pitch has been applied. The rooms are almost ready for us all to go inside. Tap, tap, tap goes my little hammer. Hack, hack, hack cuts my saw all day. Tap, tap, tap till the ark is finished. God said build and I'm gonna obey. Tap, tap, ouch! That was my thumb. Tap, tap, ah, the ark is done.
When the ark was finished, God began bringing animals to the boat. He brought two of every land animal and seven of every clean animal like sheep and birds. These animals were to spend the next months aboard the ark with me, my sons, and our wives. When everyone was safely on board, God closed the door.
There was a door and a window too, and three floors in that boat. They smeared it all with sticky goo to keep it all afloat. Next freight was loaded on the barge. What would this big boat hold? There were thousands of animals, small and large, by twos and sevens, I'm told. Up, up the long ramp they wandered in. They settled on every floor. The time had come for the flood to begin, and God slammed the great big door.
Goats came too. We howled for the rabbits and the kangaroos. We quacked for the ducks and they brought the yaks with two silly little monkeys on their backs. In came the animals, two of every kind. Birds and all the animals, no creature left behind.
After the door was sealed shut, the flood began. It wasn't like any flood. The waters came up out of the earth through giant earthquakes and volcanoes. Then the water began to fall from the sky. The storm was so great that it changed the surface of the earth. It rained so much water that our ark easily floated above the highest mountain tops. It was a sad and frightening experience.
The air was still as the sky grew dark, and the earth began to shake. Just the eight God saved inside the ark would be spared from the big earthquake. Next, a shower began with a drip and a drop, and then it began to pour. It seemed like the rain would never stop. It just came down more and more. The ark was tossed upon a sea, and it bobbed both up and down. A greater flood would never be. Soon everything had drowned. But the floating zoo was safe and sound, such a crazy animal maze. Yet the storm would be raging all around for another 40 days.
Finally, the rain stopped and the earth began to dry. I sent out several birds to see if they could find vegetation and places to build nests. That gave me an indication that the waters were receding. After staying in the ark for more than a year, we were now resting atop the mountain named Ararat. The big door was again opened, and the animals gladly left their temporary home. But we didn't leave too quickly. We had some thanking to do to the one who saved us. And after we built an altar and presented God with our sacrifices, he made a very special promise to us. It's a promise that came with a very special sign that he placed up in the sky. And every time I see it, it tells me that God will never again send a flood like this to destroy his creation.
When the rains did stop and the sun did shine and the storm would be no more, Noah sent out a raven for a sign. Was it time to open the door? The raven was gone. Next he sent out a dove to see if it stayed away. But it flew around the sky up above and returned the very same day. The wait had been long. A year had gone by since they boarded that smelly old ark. The time finally came, and the land was now dry for the creatures to disembark. But Noah stayed there for a few days more, 'cause he'd built an altar of stone. He knew that a sacrifice now was in store out of thanks for the blessings he'd known. God came once again to his creatures below with a promise he'd keep till the end. I'll give you a sign in this lovely rainbow not to send such a deluge again.
It's a rainbow.
The significance of the flood and saving my family goes far beyond just a story that happened 4,000 years ago. It should serve as a sign to your generation, too. Just as the ark was made to save everyone who believed in the grace and mercy of God, so Jesus Christ provides a place of safety and salvation. All who come to believe that Jesus is their Savior will also be saved from a far greater destruction than a worldwide flood. They will be saved from the final destruction of the world and will be given an eternity in heaven. Just as I tried desperately to tell those around me that they would find safety and protection in my ark, so you should also go to family and friends and share with them the message of salvation through Jesus Christ.
So the lesson we learn from the ark and the flood should be clear as the sky up above. This earth and its people were put here by God because of his marvelous love. And this love goes beyond any water or storm. It goes right up to Calvary's tree, where our Savior has died for the sins of the world to set every sinner free. So let's send out the word to a world that is lost, like it was in old Noah's day. Let's tell them that Jesus has paid the high cost when he took every sin away.